Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It would seem as though the main focus of the news for the past several weeks has been about immigration. So we're going to take you on a little bit of a journey today on what I call the immigration game. And what I mean by that is exactly what sort of games are being played with our illegal immigrants who are flooding over this border. Now, I want people to remember something. Kamala Harris had been quoted as saying when she became the border czar, she was quoted as saying, we have to get to the root cause. We have to get to the root reasons. Well, I agree with her on one thing. We absolutely have to get to the root cause of why the Democratic Party would support open borders. And that's exactly what we have. Let's make no mistake about it, folks. It does not matter what CNN is reporting. It does not matter what MSNBC is reporting or CBS or NBC or anyone else. All you have to do is listen to the border agents, see their videos of mass amounts of immigrants flooding through the borders on a daily basis, and you clearly understand there's a crisis. Now, we would be doing our quote-unquote friends on the left a terrible disservice if we thought they were so stupid they didn't realize it. Of course they realize it. Of course they realize it. So now the question is, if you do realize it and you're denying it for political reasons, what reason was the root cause of you wanting mass immigration, illegal immigration, open borders to begin with? Well, let's go back and listen to what some of the Democrats had to say during a campaign season when they were all saying, our infrastructure in the United States of America is crumbling. Our cities are overpopulated. We don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough learning facilities. We're overcrowding our schools, some of which is true, a lot of which is true. Our jobs, the Republicans were definitely decrying we need more manufacturing factories to come back to the United States of America. We need to create more jobs. Even the Democrats were saying we do need to create more jobs. Okay, well, given that, Let's assume that everything they say is correct. Then if you're letting literally tens of thousands of people flood into this country daily, where is it that you want them to work? Where is it that you want them to go to school? Where is it that you want them to receive their health care? Is it not being a much greater strain on our infrastructure? See, the answer to all of those questions is, of course, there's no place for them to work. Oh, they'll take the jobs that the Americans refuse to take. Translation, they want you to be their gardener and work for peanuts. This, by the way, is the party that says we must have $15 to $17 minimum wage. Where do you want them to go to school? You're the one saying our schools are overcrowded. There's no way our teachers can teach with so many children in the classroom. What do you want them to teach? What do you want them to learn? What do you want them to get an education? Our hospitals are at maximum capacity. We cannot handle the influx if there was ever another pandemic. Well, where do you want them to get their health care? So you don't have any of these answers, and this would be the time where most normal, rational people would say, right now we have a problem. We're a bit overcrowded here. Our schools are at capacity. Our hospitals are at capacity. Our infrastructure needs is in drastic need of repair. The jobs we have to go to American citizens who right now don't have jobs or are on the dole. That's not what you're doing. Any rational person would say we have to put a hold on immigration while we fix these things. You wouldn't invite more people to dinner than you had food to serve, would you? You wouldn't order one pizza and say, I've invited 50 people to dinner. What shall they eat? Well, this is what the Democratic Party is doing. They're basically saying we have no facilities for people currently here to seek health care. We have not the proper facilities for our children to learn. Our infrastructure is crumbling because there's so many people. Let's bring in more. That makes no sense. That makes no sense at all. And they know it doesn't make any sense. And since we have already concluded that the first part of this equation is true, then the second part has to have a different reason. You're not bringing them in for humanitarian reasons. You're not bringing them in because we have plenty of jobs. You're not bringing them in because we have plenty of hospitals and healthcare facilities. You're not bringing them in because we have an abundance of schools and openings they'll fit right into for their children to be educated. You're not bringing them in for any of those reasons. You've opened the borders, which was one of your first official acts that Biden did as president, by the way, right after killing the Keystone Pipeline. You're opening the borders because you have systematically decided we can then position the majority of these illegal aliens into states, cities, and areas where we need more blue voters. That's what you're doing. That's the game. The game is, how do we switch blue states and blue areas, blue cities, blue districts? How do we switch red ones anyway back to blue? How do we do that? Well, it can't be our policies, because our policies are killing everybody. So what we need to do is we need to strategically place immigrants in areas that will automatically turn those areas blue. Once we have all that in place, we will then fast-track them to citizenship so they can vote. And we will be an undefeatable party because we hold their fate in our hands. We could threaten to deport every one of them. This is why you are seeing such mass immigration in Texas. This is why you're seeing them. Did Biden fly anyone in the middle of the night to New York City? No, he did not. Where did he fly them? Upstate New York. Why did he fly them to upstate New York at 2 o'clock in the morning? Well, because upstate New York is traditionally much more red-leaning. It's the city is already as red as it can get. They don't need them there, folks. They need them upstate New York. So there's districts there that mayors and governors and various people can count on their votes once they fast-track them to citizenship, which is the next step. This is why they tried to flood them into Florida. Certain areas, even in California, that tend to be a little more conservative, and there's not many, but that's where they try to flood them into. But when Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, sends 50, that's 50, to Martha's Vineyard, it's literally considered an act of terrorism. How dare you? How dare you use these people as political pawns? Well, let's hang on a minute. You're shipping people in the middle of the night without even telling the mayors and the governors of these states and cities they're going there. You're not calling them up and saying, we're sending a few hundred up here, we're sending a few thousand over here. You're just doing it. You're just doing it. But that's okay, because you need them in those strategic locations. Martha's Vineyard votes 80% blue. 80%. They're filled with nothing but elitist rich people, celebrities, et cetera, et cetera. And they don't want to have to stare at 50 illegal immigrants. So you know what they did? They literally called the National Guard on them to remove them from their presence and called the man who sent them there evil for sending these people into such a horrible situation. What's the horrible situation? They're sleeping under bridges in Texas. They are completely homeless. Ron DeSantis shipped 50 people into paradise, an elitist paradise, where 17,000 people live year-long and 200,000 people occupy during the summer and tourist season. And the 17,000 individuals said, we cannot handle 50 people. We have no way to handle that many people coming in all at once. 17,000 people live there, folks. 200,000 are there in the summertime. That's 183,000 extra people, and you can't handle 50? Well, a quick check would tell you plenty of hotels are open. Plenty of people have sprawling 50, 60, 80 acres of property that's totally unclaimed. How come you can't handle 50 people? Well, the hard truth is you could. You could have handled 550 people. You didn't want to. Because you have a lifestyle which affords you the opportunity to say, we're a sanctuary city. We believe that these people are not illegal. No one is illegal, and you're all welcome here until they show up. And then you say, oh, dear, how are these horrid people going to affect our wine tasting competitions? Oh, no. I walked by my favorite jewelry store, and there was an undesirable walking down the sidewalk. We cannot have this here. Give them a hot meal. Pat them on the head. And send in the National Guard to remove them from our presence. And then call yourselves humanitarian. And pat yourselves on the back and say, we were so culturally enriched by them. Well, if you were so culturally enriched and you loved having them there, why didn't you keep them there? Why didn't you say, send us more? Are you not a sanctuary state? Oh, yes, you are. You're a sanctuary state. You know what that means? That means if you come here, we will give you sanctuary. Well, they came there, and you had them escorted out with a National Guard. That's what you did. And the very same people who are saying, we can handle 200,000 people in the summertime, but we can't handle 17,050, are the same people who are telling Governor Abbott from Texas and Ron DeSantis from Florida, you have to handle 10,000 a day. 10,000 a day, more in Texas. And when they say, we can't handle this, you know what they say? You're racist. You just don't want these people here. You're obviously racist, and you're terrible humanitarians. And if they came to where we were, we would welcome them with open arms. And then they show up, and they stick the National Guard on them. Just like our mayor here in New York. I will sue Ron DeSantis for sending people here. Are you going to sue Joe Biden for sending people? You're the one who said you were a sanctuary city. So Joe Biden started this. He shipped people all over the place without the consent of the governors or the mayors of individual states or cities. He did it on a whim. He did it without consulting anyone, and no one said anything. When 50 people show up in Martha's Vineyard, here we go with this cannot happen. These poor immigrants are being treated like pawns. But when 53 of them die in the back of a giant truck in the heat because you had an open door policy that caused the drug cartels to be human traffickers and tried to traffic so many people in and then just left them there to die, crickets. Crickets from the media about how your policies caused the death of 53 people. And that's just a drop in the bucket. That's 53 people that we can verify. Do you know how many people die on the journey over here? Do you know how many women are raped? Do you know how many children are sexually abused and sold into slavery? Do you know how much fentanyl is crossing the borders and killing Americans? Not a peep. But Ron DeSantis sends 50 people to paradise, Martha's Vineyard, and the elitists see them walking on the sidewalk and say, oh, dear, this will never do. Give those poor urchins a hot meal, pat them on the ass, and send in the National Guard. Because they don't need you there, and they don't want you there, and they don't need you in New York City, and they don't want you there. They want you in Republican states and Republican stronghold cities so they can sway elections going forward. Why else would the Democrats create a bill that says illegal aliens should have the right to vote? Who thinks that's a good idea? In what universe would you think that's a good idea? This is the same party that tells you illegal aliens should be able to vote. It's the same party that tells you if you're a male, you shouldn't be able to even comment on women's issues. So not only are they racist and sexist by their own policies, but they're hypocrites. They're utter hypocrites. It gets to the point, folks, where if you can't see this right before your eyes, then I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't. We literally have a situation now where 50 people was too many, but 10 to 20,000 daily is flooding into Texas. And when their governor and the mayors of their individual cities say, we can't handle this, this is too much of a burden on us, they're called racists. But the people of Martha's Vineyard, they're kind, wonderful people. Why? They all got together and collectively said, we're going to feed you for one night, you poor urchins, and then we want you out of our sight. You know, that's like the stories you used to read when you were kids about, you know, the poor beggars would come to the castle, and they'd say, give them a crust of bread and some water and pat them on the head and say, my good man, we wish you well. Now get off of our property. That's what happened at Martha's Vineyard. You can say whatever you want. That's what happened. If you're such a welcoming sanctuary city and you can handle 200,000 people, how come you don't have room for 50? That would be like me saying, I have facilities for 200,000 people to dine. Currently, I only have 17,000 people dining. And 50 people show up and I say, this is outrageous. I have no food for you. Where are you going to sit? What are you going to eat? I wasn't expecting this. It doesn't pass the laugh test, folks. There were people who called hotels and said, do you have some vacancy? I'm thinking about coming up to Martha's Vineyard. And they were greeted with, yes, absolutely. Oh, but not for the immigrants. They're undesirable. They have no money to pay. We can't clog our rooms with those people. What would the other hotel guests hey, see where we're getting at, folks? See where we're getting at here? It's very easy for people up in Martha's Vineyard and people who live in protected areas with gigantic gates and armed security guards 24 hours a day to say, crime is not a problem. I see no evidence. I walk around my palatial estate and no one bothers me. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So what you're basically doing is you're saying, well, I could say that. Anyone could say that. You could say that right now. You could say anyone is welcome to come to my home and stay as long as they want and have free meals and free everything. I'm not giving you the address. And I live way out in the woods where you'll never find me. Yeah, you can say that because you know it's never going to happen. So these people know walls don't work. Walls are a false sense of security, but you build a great big one around your house to make sure the unwashed masses don't get in. Oh, armed people, that people with guns, that's terrible. There should be nothing like that, but you have armed security 24 hours a day. There's no such thing as an illegal person, but when they show up in your neighborhood, you got to get them out, right? So this is why the elitist left, they don't care about these policies. They don't care about bail reform. They don't care about no cashless bail, just let people out. They don't care. They don't care about the fentanyl coming across. They're not going to have to deal with it. They're not going to get carjacked, murdered, or mugged by somebody out of their mind on fentanyl. It's never going to happen to them because they've got armed security. They've got gated communities. And they've got areas where if literally you step foot on any piece of their property, whether it happens to be public property or not, you'll have eyes scrutinizing you, say, I don't think he's one of us. Watch that person. That's an undesirable person. How did that person ever get up here to Martha's Vineyard? I don't believe that person belongs here. That's the kind of society they live in, folks. That's why they're so out of touch with reality. They don't have to worry about, oh, my God, my wife is stopping at the store on her way home from work to get a loaf of bread. I hope she's not mugged in the parking lot by some crackhead. Because that'll never happen to them. So they don't see it the way you see it. It's the same way with gas prices. What's wrong with $4? Nothing if you make $8 million a year. But not everybody does. Oh, those people. Well, those people will just have to cope. We're not having any problems. Yeah, I know. So it's great for you to put up a big banner that says, we are a sanctuary city. All are welcome here. And then when they show up, you kick them out. You phony baloney pieces of trash. That's exactly what you are. You're elitist phony baloney pieces of trash. And you clearly understand I guess we're having a little trouble here with our line, so we're going to have to try it again. Yeah, we're very, very sorry for the interruption. Apparently, there's a storm raging, and within 25 miles, which means that Blog Talk Radio has their problems. So let me pick it up from what I was saying before, and that is the elitists will never, ever, ever have to suffer the problems you're suffering. That's why they don't care. They live in gated communities with armed guards while telling you walls don't work and guns are worthless. They don't have to worry about their wife stopping at the store to get a loaf of bread being mugged by a crackhead. They never have to worry about these things. So they can put up a big sign that says Sanctuary City. They know nobody's coming. How's an illegal immigrant going to get to Martha's Vineyard? They can't. They can't. Except when Ron DeSantis sends them there. And when Ron DeSantis sends them there, oh, he's playing with people's lives. He's using them as political pawns. No, you are. You are purposely sending illegal immigrants to cities and states that you want to turn blue. And that is why you don't want to accept them in areas that are already blue, solid blue. There's no point in having him there. I promise you, if Martha's Vineyard was occupied by 90% Republicans who voted Republican 90% and a Democratic governor sent 50 immigrants there and they were hauled out by the National Guard, you would be hearing on every newscast racist, evil, elitist Republicans evict poor immigrants from their presence. Instead, you're hearing what wonderful, kind people they were. They gave them a meal. What more do you want from them? They gave them a meal, patted them on the head, and said, poor, poor little immigrant. We understand your plight, but you can't stay here. Not here among us. You don't belong here. You wouldn't be happy here. National Guard, remove them. That's what you're getting, folks. That's what you're getting. So that is the game. You understand? That's the game. Take the illegal immigrants, strategically place them in areas where it will affect the voting, fast-track them into citizenship or pass a bill that says illegals can vote, and you've got the Democrats in power for life because they literally have the power to deport these people. That's the game. That's why when they're sent to these Democratic strongholds, they're like, we don't want them here. Of course you don't. You're the same people telling us we don't have enough schools. We don't have enough hospital room. We don't have enough infrastructure. And you want this many more people, huh? Well, then please explain to me why you do. Give me a good reason why you want more people if you are now arguing we don't have enough facilities for the people we already have. Give me a good reason for it. You can't, because there isn't one. Oh, except one. We need to turn red states blue. Gotcha. Now let's talk about a little bit about this nonsense of who is the domestic terrorist. Well, apparently, according to Joe Biden, ultra-MAGA Republicans are domestic terrorists. They're horrible, terrible people who are standing in the way of democracy because they have questions about our voting system. Questions about the way the government is working and operating right now. They have questions about the FBI being a political arm of the left-wing party. Meanwhile, these horrible domestic terrorists who are going on the internet and saying, you know, this isn't fair how much they're targeting Trump. You know, I can't believe Joe Biden got 81 million votes more than even Barack Obama. There's something doesn't seem right. They're domestic terrorists. Meanwhile, there's a news article that broke today saying a man literally ran down a teenager, crushed him with his car on purpose. And the reason he gave was he is an ultra-MAGA Republican. He had dangerous views. There's a teenager dead for his political beliefs. Oh, and the guy used the term ultra-MAGA. Now, I'm going to be fair. The guy's probably a nut. Do I think somehow the left-wing party is wholly responsible for this guy's actions? No. No, he's a nut. However, if you're going to play the dangerous rhetoric card, and say it's very dangerous rhetoric to say the FBI may be corrupt, very dangerous rhetoric to say the election may have been rigged, then it's very dangerous rhetoric for the President of the United States to declare ultra-MAGA Republicans, which is basically anybody that voted for Donald Trump, domestic terrorists. So if the blood has to be on our hands, then the blood has to be on yours, right? So then this guy who runs down a teenager for no other reason, maybe listen to Biden's speech. And maybe he said, this is a domestic terrorist. I'm doing the world a favor. I'm taking out a terrorist. Oh, well, when we take out terrorists, what happens? We're given a Medal of Honor and everything, so I'm going to do it. And now there's a teenager who's no longer alive because he happened to like Donald Trump. And you're going to sit here and tell me that's nothing to do with what Joe Biden said. That's just some crazed individual. Okay. Well, maybe the three or four people that broke in on January 6th, maybe they're just crazed individuals. Maybe that has nothing to do with ultra-MAGA Republicans, huh? Oh, no, that can't be the case. You see, the problem is this, folks. The Democratic Party will never take responsibility for their own. They will staunchly defend the exact same thing they condemn the Republicans doing. I just want you to reverse the Martha Vineyard thing. Say that's 80% Republican stronghold. And within 48 hours, they were evicted at gunpoint by the National Guard. What do you think the news would have said? How about if a guy got in his car and ran over a teenager, crushed him to death because he had a sign that said, "I support Joe Biden." And he said, "Well, he's a dangerous terrorist, according to Donald Trump." That's what Donald Trump said. Anybody that supports Biden's a dangerous terrorist. That would have been on the news forever. Donald Trump's dangerous rhetoric causes teenagers' death. Let's talk to the family about how they feel about Donald Trump. And questions would have been like, "Your son would be alive if it weren't for that evil, horrible, terrible, orange-haired Donald Trump. Do you think he should be executed or just tortured?" That would be the questions. You think you're going to get any questions about Joe Biden? You think Joe Biden's going to be asked one time, "Do you think your dangerous rhetoric, basically calling ultra-mega Republicans domestic terrorists, helped in any way to contribute to the death of this teenager? Do you think the parents are going to be on Fox News and they're going to say, do you think Joe Biden should be executed on television? Or do you think he should just be ostracized to an island for the rest of his natural life?" You're not going to get that. Because they don't play by the same rules, folks. The real domestic terrorists are here. I'll tell you who they are. They're the people who are coming for your children in the classroom, poisoning their minds, sexualizing them, turning them against their parents, telling them that their parents are not the ultimate authority over them, but the government is. People who are trying to flood this country with illegal immigrants in an effort to make sure a certain party stays in power for life. People who are saying the opposite side are the evil ones. If they do happen to get taken out, we're going to condemn it, but hey, nod, nod, wink, wink, good job. Those are the real domestic terrorists. They're right in front of your eyes. They want to take away your guns. They want to take away your cars. They want to take away your rights to decide what your children will and will not learn. They want to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your ability to communicate your ideologies with other people. They want to take away your homes and say, "We'll own them and you just rent them." They want to take away your freedom. Those are the real domestic terrorists, the ones who are pointing fingers at the people trying to oppose this and saying, "You must be the domestic terrorist." Headlines would read a little different if history were to be the same as it was now long ago. We would hear domestic terrorists throw tea in the ocean, right? Horrible, terrible people revolt against a wonderful government who was just trying to do the best they could. Yeah, those would all be the villains. Those would all be the evil people, according to the left. And there would be no United States of America. The bottom line, folks, is this. You've got to stop wearing the D and the R on your shoulder or your hat or your T-shirt or whatever the hell it is, because that means absolutely fuck all. What you need to start doing is opening up your eyes and seeing the clear truth. And the clear truth is, you're being invaded. The country is being fundamentally changed on purpose so that one political party can gain a stronghold for the rest of their natural lives. Simple as that. It's just as simple as that. And they already have a plan in case some of these illegal immigrants wake up after 5 or 6 years and say, wait a minute, I don't really like these policies, I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong about being a Democrat. It won't matter because all of your children who are 10 and 11 now will be near the voting age and they'll have all been indoctrinated. That all the things that the Republicans want there, that's evil and horrible. I know because my teachers told me in 8th grade and 10th grade and 12th grade and my college professors told me. They're all evil, terrible, horrible people. I can't be like that. I don't want to be that way. That's what they're doing. If they can control your fate or they can brainwash your mind, they own you. And they want to own you. The Republican Party, I'm not cheering hip, hip, hooray for the Republican Party. I've already told you that. There are a bunch of rhinos I wouldn't spit on if they were on fire. And there are a bunch of phony balonies, too, who say, I'm right behind Donald Trump. Yeah, with a knife. We know you're part of the swamp, too. We know. But what I am saying is this. The Democratic Party, what they've become, which is no longer the Democratic Party, it's a socialist, Marxist, communist party. They want to own you. Lock, stock, and barrel. You will think the way we think. You will follow the orders we give. You will work where we tell you to work. You will drive what we tell you to drive. You will vote the way we tell you to vote. That's what they want. The Republicans, they don't want that. They may want to use your taxpayer money for bullshit. They may want to live off the fat of the land, off the little guy. They may want to excuse all of their big donors and all of their billion-dollar supporters. But they don't want to own you. They don't want to own you. So at the end of the day, I'll take the lesser of two evils. And while the Democratic Party is being flooded with communists and socialists and Marxists, the Republican Party is starting to be influxed with people who really do want to put America first. Younger Republicans, forget the Mitch McConnells, forget the stupid Mitt Romneys. Forget them. They're dinosaurs. They're being influxed by new blood who really honestly do want what's best for America, and that's why they got to be destroyed. Because the other party don't want what's best for America. They want what's best for them. And what's best for them is that they stay in power and have the ultimate power forever. And if it can't be with this group of voters that currently call themselves Americans, it'll be with the next group that's flooding in through the borders as we speak. And that's just plain talk, folks. That's the way it is. If you put up a big thing that says, I'm a sanctuary city, why aren't you welcoming people in? Again, you don't put up a big sign that says, all welcome for dinner and say, well, I don't have any food. Well, you put a big sign up that said, all welcome for dinner. Yeah, but I didn't mean it. I didn't mean me. What are you talking about? Hey, New York City, you're a sanctuary city. Welcome them all in. Massachusetts, welcome them all in. California, welcome them all in. Chicago, welcome them all in. What do you care if Texas don't want to? Take all of Texas. If you were really interested, you'd say, well, Texas doesn't feel the way we do, so that's fine. Texas, send them all our way. We do feel that way. Oh, that's not what you're doing. You're saying you stay in those red states. Don't you dare come to the blue states, or we'll have the National Guard remove you. Hypocrisy is so thick, you can cut it with a knife. Caller, are you there?
I am here. I couldn't agree with you more. It's actually disgusting. It makes me sick to my stomach watching these people be hypocrites. Every word that comes out of their mouth disgusts me. if this was the Republicans doing this, forget it. Every news broadcast would be saying how racist and how evil and how dangerous. And, you know, screw you. You know what? I couldn't think of a better term than absolutely disgusting, atrocious. What they're doing to the kids in the school, what they did to those people that went to Martha's Vineyard, 200,000 during the summer and 17,000 on the off season, and they don't have room for 50 people. How about put them in Obama's house? He's got 12 bedrooms.
Well, how about this? You're going to tell me that if I got together a party of 50 people who were wealthy and decided, let's go up to Martha's Vineyard as a group, and we'll spend some money and hit some of the shops and hang out and have a good time, this vineyard would have said, I'm sorry, we don't have any room for you. Oh, no, then we'd have been great. Come on in. Oh, look, more rich tourists to spend their money here. They're one of us. But if I stumble up there with a raggedy T-shirt and a pair of flip-flops and say, can somebody please put me up for a few weeks until I get on my feet? It's, oh, dear. The unwashed masses have somehow washed up in our community. We can't have this. Hand them a hot meal and pat them on the ass and send in the National Guard to remove them from our presence. It's ruining the beauty of our wonderful community. Go to hell. And then you're going to sit there and say that Ron DeSantis is human trafficking? You know who's human trafficking? The Biden administration. Because the minute you said open borders, guess what happened? The drug cartel said, screw the drugs. We can get them in on the back door. There'll be more money human trafficking. And you have supported more human trafficking across that border in the past 18 months than we've seen in 18 years. And currently, as we speak, fentanyl is responsible for more deaths of Americans than the Vietnam War. You heard me right. But you don't care. Because the end justifies the means, and the end is we have total power for life. The Republican Party is neutralized. Their voter base means nothing because they're such a small percentage of what America has become. This is the equivalent of literally having a battle of the bands and telling everyone you can invite five people to your Battle of the Bands concert, and then I ship in busload after busload after busload after busload of people, tell them you're not only going to get free food, you're going to get free lodging, you're going to get free everything, but only if you vote for me and my band. Well, what other chance then does the band other bands have to win? Very, very, very little. Well, that's what's happening. They're going to flood this country to the point where it really doesn't matter if they run an English bulldog for the presidency of the United States. He will win because the voting differential will be so high. And that's what they hope for. That's why they have strategically decided where to place these illegal immigrants. This is a recon mission. Make sure all of these red states turn blue or much bluer than they are. We can start small with little cities and their individual mayors and their individual representatives. But eventually the goal is turn the whole state. That's why they came to upstate New York. Joe Biden didn't send them to the city where jobs are supposedly plentiful, where there are plenty of facilities. No, he sent them to upstate New York where it's farmland. What exactly do you want them to do? Doesn't matter. Find something to do because that's blue. That's red up there, and we need that blue. Couldn't be more obvious, caller, that this is exactly what the Democrats have in mind.
Yeah, not only do they have, you know, what you just said in mind, everything, all of the above, but there's more. There's more, and we just, you know, some of us don't know about it, but it's clear as the nose on everybody's face, honestly. The writing is on the wall. They think they're going to take over the United States. Build back better. What do you think they're doing? They're tearing the country down limb by limb, piece by piece, and they're building back. Well, it wasn't broken. Why are you building back better? Oh, that's what socialists do.
Well, again, it's going to get to the point where it really doesn't matter, because the voices of the opposition, such as us, will be in such a minority in 3 or 4 years that it really won't matter. Like I said, they won't even have to worry about who they're going to run. Oh, by the way, just so everyone's fully aware, the man who crushed a teenager under his car for no other vice except that he was a MAGA Republican, he's out. Cashless bail, he's out. He's walking around today, he's out. You think that guy's out of danger? So if when the Democrats are going to tell you, well, he's just a nut. Well, if he's a nut, why isn't he behind bars? I don't want a nut walking around. So he's out. You obviously don't think he's a nut. Unless you are telling me that your policy says it's okay to release psychopaths out into the public after they have already committed murder, unless that's your policy, you obviously don't think he's a nut. You don't think he's a danger, or you wouldn't have released him back into the community. I wonder if that had been reversed, what would have happened. I'll tell you what would happen. They'd be with the January 6th people. They'd be called insurrectionists and dangerous domestic terrorists who committed murder and need to stay in jail. That's what would have happened. Guys walking around. And you think that's fair? Is that a guy you want in your community? Is that somebody you want in your community? A guy who would run down a teenage kid because he supports Donald Trump? Are you that far gone? Are you that soulless? If you're out there listening to me and you're a liberal and you're a Democrat, is that how far you've gone that you think that's acceptable? Because if you do think that's acceptable, you have lost your humanity. You are a zombie. You are no different than the people who drank the Kool-Aid at Jonestown. You are a zombie. By the way, I have Democratic friends, and they say, this is not acceptable. This man should not be walking the streets. This is an outrage. I have Democratic friends who say, you're absolutely right about Martha's Vineyard. Those people are elitist bastards. They don't want anybody in their community. While they're telling you the walls don't work, they're building walls around their mansions. While they're telling you have to give up your guns, they're having armed security 24 hours around the day for them. So I know it's not all Democrats, I know. But guess what? You're next. All of you Democrats out there who have some fair-mindedness about you, and it's a shrinking number, you're next. Because the minute you voice any opposition, if you don't believe me, try this. The next time you're talking to some of your wonderfully woke friends, just say, listen, I really don't think it's okay for a man who dresses up like a woman to go into a woman's bathroom. And instead of them saying, I understand your position. I understand that could be a little weird, and I get it. I disagree with you, but I get where you're coming from. They'll say, I thought I knew you. All these years we were friends, and you were the bridesmaid at my wedding. I thought I knew you. I can't talk to you anymore. I have to go get a coloring book in a safe space. That's what's going to happen, because they cannot deal with the facts being given to them. You don't believe me? Watch Don Lemon on CNN have a meltdown when a royal reporter tells him to his face reparations would be a lie. Because it was, in fact, the African-Americans, the elitist African-Americans, who were selling the other African-Americans into slavery. Are they going to pay reparations? Watch his face. And I'll tell you why. Because he knows it's the truth. And he knows there's no good reply, but the narrative says, no, that's not what happened. No, that never occurred. So he has to go with the, oh, no, that's not true, but he knows it is. When confronted with facts, liberals melt down because they cannot dispute those facts. You've just seen Martha's Vineyard sick the National Guard on innocent people. When Donald Trump wanted the National Guard to go into Portland when they were firebombing people's businesses, he was called a Nazi. You just did it to 50 people who needed your help, according to you. You phony baloney pieces of garbage. What happened there is disgraceful. It's beyond disgraceful. And here's what you'll see on CNN. The wonderful people of Martha's Vineyard welcomed these people with open arms. And they let them stay there a full 24 hours. And they fed them once or twice and said some kind things to them and encouraged them. And they were so culturally enriched by their presence that they felt at the end of the day that somehow they were better for it. Are you kidding me? Don't make me vomit. You saw a bunch of unwashed masses in your paradise and said, oh my God, how shocking. Give them some food and send them on their way. We can't have them in our presence. What will the people say at the wine tasting competitions? What will they say outside my favorite coffee house where I'm sipping my latte? These people probably don't even know how to taste a proper bottle of wine. How dare they be up here? That's you. So out of touch with the American people, I want to vomit. You never worked a hard goddamn day in your life. You don't know what the price of a loaf of bread is, nor do you care. You don't care what the price of a gallon of gasoline is. You don't care what the crime rate is. You don't care how many immigrants come in as long as they stay away from you. Because you're never going to have to deal with the crime rate. You're never going to have to worry about the cost of a gasoline. You're never going to have to make the choice of, do I eat or heat my house? How do I feed my children and keep them warm at the same time? You don't care. Because you're never going to have to deal with those problems. In the meantime, Donald Trump is the evil one. You vilify the people who can most likely destroy your plans. And your plans are to destroy this country and turn it into some kind of a liberal wonderland where one party rules and the rest of the people are the serfs. How many times did we have to see pictures of liberals at grand banquets and parties? No masks. During the height of the pandemic. But guess who did have masks? Their servants. Oh, you know, the lowly people who bring them their food and bow in their presence. You have to have a mask. We don't have to have a mask. We're the elites. How many times did you see that? Are you so dumb you don't get the message? Now we've seen it again at Martha's Vineyard because DeSantis was brilliant enough to send just 50 people up there. He was smart. He didn't send thousands. He didn't send hundreds. Where people might have sympathized and said, well, that's a lot of people at once. He sent 50. That's not even a full tour bus. That's not even a full tour bus. The hell out. He caught you. He caught you in your own hypocrisy. And now you had to take a good hard look at yourself in the mirror and, oh, this, no, we can't have this. I got Eric Adams saying, I'll sue. We need help. Lori Lightfoot saying, I need more money. We need money. We can't do this. Oh, but Texas was supposed to do it all by their lonesome, right? Now you're getting a taste of what your policies incur, and you don't like it. It would be like me saying, well, I don't smoke, so I don't care if they raise the tax on cigarettes to $55 a pack. Who the hell cares? It's okay for me. The bottom line of the situation, folks, is now they're going to have to deal with the consequences of their policies, and they don't want to. Because those policies were never made for them to have to deal with. They were made for you to have to deal with. And now that they're getting a taste of those policies, they're crying like children who aren't getting their way and trying to point the finger at other people for being evil and horrible and terrible when, in fact, their own party. So send a message to your own party. Stop sending so many illegal immigrants into this country. We have no room for them. You've said yourself, our infrastructure is crumbling. We can't handle more people. You've said yourself, our hospitals are overcrowded. We can't handle more health care. You've said yourself, we are stretched to the limit on our educational facilities. We can't handle anymore. Why then are you allowing more and more and more people in? It's common sense, folks. You don't let more people in than you can handle. Unless you have an ulterior motive. I told you what the ulterior motive is. The ulterior motive is they get to stay in power for life because they are going to take over the numbers. It's a numbers game. Outnumber the Republican voters 2-1 or 3-1, and there's absolutely no way a Republican can ever win. That's just basic mathematics. And that's what they're doing. If you don't stop this, you're going to live with the consequences. And the consequences is you're going to have a Marxist, socialist, communist party ruling you. And that includes my Democrat friends. They're going to rule you too. The question is, will you put up with it? I sure as hell hope not.